This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So last night we did discuss, you know, what's going on with the Iran strike, which apparently was a strike in Iraq against the number two guy from Iran, one of their top generals, allegedly killing him.
Well, it seems pretty clear at this point.
And, you know, we've got tweets here from then-non-president Donald J. Trump, multiple tweets from September of 2013 and October of 2012, predicting that Barack Obama would go to war with Iran in order to in election year, basically, essentially to distract people or whatever it was that he believed. But Trump was predicting that Barack Obama would do the exact same thing that even Trump himself is now doing. Have you seen those tweets?
I haven't seen those tweets, but I know that both Bush and Obama had the opportunities and chose not to take the killing of what's this guy's name?
The guy that got killed?
Soleimani? I don't know.
Soleimani?
Soleimani.
Soleimani, I believe. And but there is now a new general. Surprise, surprise, you took out the one general, now there's another one.
Well, it's a job opening was created.
So there's another guy who's in that position now, and according to the Express and the UK, there's now a red flag that has been raised over a holy dome in Iran at the Holy Dome Jamkaran Mosque as an alleged symbol of severe battle to come. Iran and U.S. tensions are at an all-time high following the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani by Washington in an airstrike. Global leaders began assessing the magnitude of the situation, with many holding fears of World War III. Mark, you said that that's apparently trending.
Yeah, trending on Twitter, the hashtag WW3.
And is it trending in a bad way or in a good way? As
depends
in, like,
on which side of the issue you're
right,
on.
Are people against World War III or are they in favor of World War III?
Well, both is the answer to that question. I mean, I think it's all very interesting to me because on one hand,
Iran
could avoid conflict if they just sort of let it all go. And they've done that before.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they also just lost their number two guy. I mean, it's tantamount to an airstrike coming in on the vice president of the United States, right?
It's not even that. It's worse than that. Who's America's greatest general? You have no clue, right? There's, I mean, I don't think there's anybody vying for that position at this point. There's Schwarzkopf at one point and Powell, but
yeah, both of those guys are retired or dead.
I suspect they're alive, but either way, they're not doing generalin.
Yeah.
And whereas this guy is the sort of the brains behind the operation, probably in all likelihood responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans throughout the years.
You mean Americans who went over there and got involved in other people's business? Those Americans?
Likely.
Yeah.
That's likely the case.
Well, I recall hearing about many Iranian attacks on Americans in the United States.
Probably not very many civilian targets.
Is there a time when you can remember Iranian attacks on U.S. targets?
I can't.
No, me neither.
There's always a possibility, and then there's defense contractors and things like that. Those are
Contractors who are usually there at the behest of the United States government.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, when it comes to this guy, this Soleimani guy, I have taken the stance that you put on a uniform and, fire comes your way, Well, I'm neither surprised nor horrified. Mm-hmm. You deserve it. You decided to play that particular game. That's what made 9/11 so horrifying, is that civilians in the Twin Towers are targeted, and you know that's why Americans got so mad. This is a military thing, and a military guy died by, you know,
military... Oh, Americans military would have been mad if there was an attack on a U.S.-based military
there
base.
There was an attack on the Pentagon, but people don't... you know, they don't ascribe the problems of 9/11 to the Pentagon. They ascribe them to the World Trade Center, right?
That's true. They're a more noteworthy target. I mean, they're bigger. It's more flashy. They came down
more
in a very...
More people died.
More people died, and they came down in a very dramatic manner. I suspect that if three planes had been crashed into the Pentagon, you also would have had quite a bit of outrage.
Could be.
Because that's our military, and the military needs to be protected, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you don't protect the military protects.
Well, that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah. Well, that's its job.
Well, that's not what they're doing. They're going over into the Middle East and murdering peaceful people by the hundreds of thousands.
Well, that's happened
over the years.
Throughout the years,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, to me, this is just another step in a long conflict that's gone on in that same region. Is it going to make it better? Probably not. In my opinion, Trump owns this. He owns it lock, stock, and barrel. There was not a particular problem with Iran when Trump went in. Trump didn't like the deal.
Oh, but the claim, hold on, the claim is, from what I heard at least, that Iran was secretly operating the protests that were going on outside of the embassy, and violence, and Iran's behind it, et cetera, et cetera.
That's probably true.
Maybe, but all you got to do is just believe what the military says, or whichever U.S. government so-called expert is coming in there claiming this, just like they lied and claimed that Iraq had yellow cake and, you know, all the other weapons of mass destruction, misinformation, and the whole load of hooey that lied people into the Iraq war. Well, guess what? They're going to tell lies again, and that's what they do. So just go ahead and presume that what they're saying is a lie.
Well,
in fact, they may have even lied to Donald Trump. Who knows?
It's any of that is possible. I tend to agree with the story. It makes sense to me. Plus, the difference is that the United States appealed to the UN and the American people on the yellow cake thing.
Mm.
They did not appeal. The military did not appeal to
what
the United States.
Appeal? They didn't ask put it to a vote to go to war.
They, I think that if they had, likely you would have seen some a vote to go to war. But
yeah, because people believe a bunch of crap that's being fed to them by the government.
But in this circumstance, no one was asked, right? It was just a, you know, drop this and do it. And I think that's because, you know, they were pretty confident in the operation. And, you know, it happened.
Yeah, they're confident they could kill the guy. That doesn't mean that they're telling the truth about the reasons why they killed him.
I'm not
saying
that. And
if you believe the government's telling the truth, you haven't been paying attention.
Well, okay, look, there's no organization that can make it by telling a lie all the time, all right? You got to tell the truth.
Sure, they can lie a lot because they can just tax you.
That much is true,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean that this is a lie.
Mm. Well,
right?
I'm going to presume it's a lie because they're known liars and they've been caught lying
multiple times.
Would it make a
difference is my question. Does it make a difference?
No, because they were in a place where they weren't supposed to be.
Well, it's an embassy, and it's an embassy. It's a military base parading as an embassy, right? So you've got this problem in Iraq, and it all stems from the invasion way back when, anyway. So I don't really know how to handle it. Should a nation protect its embassies? Sure. Does that include blowing up another nation's general? Maybe not.
How many other embassies are under attack? By the how many other U.S. embassies are under attack and what other countries? Yeah,
I guess none.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's because they're not invading those.
There's one in Libya not too long ago.
Maybe that's because they're not invading those other countries where the embassies are. Maybe embassies are more likely to be attacked where the U.S. government has gone in with military troops and murdered innocent people. I'm just saying. Maybe that's what's happening here.
Oh, that sounds like a really strong likelihood.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, wars, innocent people die in wars.
All of this has been brought on by the U.S. government's meddling in the Middle East from as far back as, what was it, the 50s when they were, you know, put in the Shah in Iran or something like that?
Yeah, I would think of that as the 50s. Yeah.
I mean, so the CIA was meddling around back then. And they haven't stopped ever since.
Well, so Central America yawns in comparison to what goes on in the Middle East.
Okay. Well, regardless, there's murder that's been going on there, and that leads to people being angry. And so you're right. This isn't going to end just because Donald Trump orders a bomb dropped on some guy who's now been replaced, by the way. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Apparently, Iran has now raised a red flag. This is supposedly a war flag. And, well, some people have wondered, is this an act of war? And I think a lot of people would say, yeah, if you kill the number two guy within a particular governmental structure, they're going to see that as an act of war.
Directly.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, and we can talk about the Selective Service coming up, too.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah! Come on!
Talking more about what's going on with the attack against the so-called nation state of Iran and what's going to happen next. Apparently, they are now flying a red flag, which is allegedly the first time, according to the story at the Express out of the UK, the first time ever that a red flag has been raised above the Holy Dome of Jamkaran Mosque.
We got ourselves a jihad!
In Iraq, symbolizing a severe battle to come. The disturbing war flag reads the words, quote, "Those who want to avenge the blood of Hussein," unquote. We'll tell you more about what's going on with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Plus, will the U.S. government be bringing back the draft? Some people are worried, and apparently the Selective Service website crashed recently. Now, it's probably not that hard to crash a government website because they're just god-awful at everything they do. But we can talk about, you know, whether or not the draft is coming back and what that all means. You can share your thoughts, though, if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, with AnyPay, you can now earn passive income for every purchase made in crypto, those two cryptos specifically, at those businesses that you brought on board. You make it happen, so you receive the rewards. You can download the AnyPay Cash Register app. And by the way, the renaming has gone through. So when you search for AnyPay on whether it's iOS or whether it's Android, you will see AnyPay Cash Register. There's like five or six different AnyPays. You want the one that's called AnyPay Cash Register.
Got it.
Because that will get you set up, and then you'll have your crypto addresses installed in your account. And then what you do is you install AnyPay at a real-life business and tell them you did it at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and then they'll link your account to that business's account, and you'll get credit for future purchases, which is super cool. So it's AnyPayInc.com. We go to back to the story here briefly, and then we'll get into your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Actually, we're going to go to jail here. We're calling from Jackson, Michigan, it's is it Jackson, Michigan, or where are you at, Art? I'm spacing on it right now. It is Jackson, Michigan, right? So are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it is Jackson, right. Michigan. We've been on like three different Jacksons, so I was having a brain fart for a moment there. I think we've had Jackson, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi, and Jackson, Michigan. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts. What are you calling about tonight?
Okay, 19 prisoners got together and filed a proposed class action lawsuit challenging all the Michigan laws that have been ruled unconstitutional and still being enforced.
It's bizarre.
If anybody wants to look at the case, they can go to pacer.gov and just punch in the case number 19-CV as in Victor, Charlie Victor, 13468. That's Rouse versus U.S. Attorney General.
And that's you. You're Art Rouse.
Yes, and along with 18 other prisoners.
So wait, you're suing the state of Michigan for bad laws?
We are, but we're suing the U.S. and the state attorney general and the governor as well and both legislatures.
So federal Michigan, federal government and Michigan.
Because the way we're getting the U.S., we're trying to bring the U.S. attorney general, and we're hoping he's going to take our side, but we'll see. But basically we're saying, hey, they've taken the oath to the Constitution. These laws have already been ruled unconstitutional all the way to the United States Supreme Court. They're still on the books. They're still being enforced. Something needs to be done. They're violating their oath to the Constitution. So I'm saying, hey, take them off or, face prosecution. Because their oath to the Constitution has to mean something. I know.
Can you give us an example of what one of these laws is that's been ruled unconstitutional that's still being enforced?
Sure. Abortion. Abortion. You know, the day after pill, they're prosecuting people 5 years in prison in Michigan.
Wow.
Cohabitation. If you shacked up with your partner, they can put you in jail for a year.
And that one's still being enforced?
Who is enforcing that?
Not only enforced, but it's being directly enforced and indirectly enforced. They can terminate you from work. They can deny, refuse your housing. There's published cases on it in Michigan. They can deny you from various social club memberships during criminal prosecution. These things are still the decency laws, they're still on the books. You can go up to, if you have unusual sex with your wife or with your spouse, you can go to prison, up to life in prison in Michigan. And they're still enforcing these laws. Now, I'm not saying they're doing it every single day. I don't have access to all the cases that they are enforcing it, But like you said, these are draconian laws that need to be removed. They've already been ruled unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Really, they're a form of religion. And it's violating a direct violation of the First Amendment Establishment Clause. They've made their own religion. There's no government interest why they can regulate what two consenting adults do in the bedroom.
Now, Art, are you the person who's handling the legal aspect of this? Are you pro se?
Pro se at this point. We're asking, we've sent out a number of press releases. We've sent out a number of requests for attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've been turned down, but we're taking any help that we can get, whether it's legal representation, people helping with sending out these press releases, because we send them out, but, you know, we don't have thousands of dollars to send out press releases every day.
Sure.
So basically, you know, we send a few dozen out, but we want to send hundreds out.
At least you can call Free Talk Live. Doesn't cost, you're paying per minute, but that's because you're in jail.
Exactly. But that's cheap advertisements. But anyhow, the people, if they want to make a comment, they can also send their comments to jpay.com. Just type in Rouse, R-O-U-S-E. 274-237, or they can visit us on our Facebook page under Prisoners for Liberty.
Prisoners for Liberty on Facebook. Hey, keep us up to date on this, Art. Definitely appreciate the call tonight, and good luck navigating the difficult and confusing court system. It's designed to be obtuse. That way you want to hire an attorney and have to pay through the nose to have some guy who, you know, he's been through it before, kind of hold your hand through it. But it's not easy. So.
Yeah, there's you know, some of these jailhouse attorneys are pretty skilled.
That's true. They got plenty of time to study. That's for sure.
Interest.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to David. He's in Brattleboro, Vermont. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hello.
You are on the air. Sir. Go ahead.
This is gonna be my comment today. Like, I've heard people saying that he's brave for doing this or something, but some people, like, specifically a certain representative in the state of New Hampshire whose last name begins with B and he's Italian, but everybody knows him in our state. But my point is, he had 5 deferments, so that's not very brave.
Talking about Trump?
What's that?
Trump had deferments from military service? Is that what you're referring to, like during the draft?
5 deferments. He avoided it.
Well, I mean, I support people avoiding the draft. I don't think that it's courageous to go and die for, you know, some politician. I don't know if that was his reason for avoiding it, but regardless.
I would say that, you know, if I were to look at this, the bravery of giving the order to assassinate somebody half a world away is about as brave as some millennial getting on Twitter and speaking truth to power.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, he doesn't actually have any real, you know, risk. He's fairly well protected compared to the guy that he went after. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Live Saturday show. We continue.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pro-Iran militia is warning Iraqi troops to keep their distance from U.S. forces in military bases. The anti-American group statement comes after mortars and rockets hit close to the U.S. embassy and a base where troops are stationed. The attacks appear to be the first hints of a violent response to the killing by the U.S. of a top Iranian general near the Baghdad airport on Friday. There have been mass demonstrations mourning his death.
President Trump spoke of it in West Palm Beach on Friday night.
At my direction, the United States military executed a flawless strike that terminated the terrorist ringleader responsible for gravely wounding and murdering thousands and thousands of people and hundreds at least of Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is a nutritional company, and they have some really great products. Among them are their fruits capsules and their veggie capsules. If you take three of each of these, so three fruit capsules, three veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And that's a lot of nutrition. That's going to cover whatever you need for the day. And a lot of us, well, we're failing to cover that a lot of days in a row. If you're having this problem, well, I mean, you know what the consequences are. And you probably should fix it. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. If you go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping, after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a great deal. Balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. We've been discussing Iran and the situation there where Donald Trump ordered a missile strike, apparently, against one of the top brass in Iran, allegedly the number two guy. Of course, there's now another number two guy who's taken his place. And they've stirred up a hornet's nest, or have they? Well, so far there's a red flag that's been raised over one of their holy sites, according to the Express, express.co.uk. We can talk more about that. Apparently it's symbolic. That is essentially a war flag, and says it's the very first time ever that this flag has been raised there. We go to Joe first, though, listening in Youngsville. Joe, how are you tuning in to the show tonight?
I'm listening on 96.7 here in Youngsville, Pennsylvania.
Excellent, sir. What is on your mind tonight?
Well, ever since I heard on the radio and on the news here about what's going on in Iran and Iraq, I'm just kind of confused how people feel the need to blame our current president for what's going on.
Oh, no, I blame all of the presidents. I blame all of the presidents.
Oh, I don't mean you in particular.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead then.
No, I just mean the public, you know. It seems like every time the wind blows, it's Trump's fault.
All right, so go ahead what you had to say about that.
Yeah, it seems like he's been, every time we have an issue with Iran or, you know, any of the Middle Eastern countries, it seems like he brushes it under the rug or he finds a way to get around it so everybody's just okay with it or, you know, something like that. And everybody immediately, when something kicks off, they turn around and they say, oh, Trump's a warmonger. He just wants a war with Iran.
I don't think that's true. I don't think Trump is a warmonger. I think that he has done a great job with quite a few Middle Eastern countries. But I think it's very true that Trump has had a target on Iran since the very first day he walked in. He started as a campaign promise to redo the Iran deal. Iran's like, no thanks, and we don't need you. And it made him mad by the sounds of it. And here he has, he could have not assassinated this general, and that's what this is, like Bush and Obama did, but he chose to. So he owns this. If a war kicks off, and I'm not saying Iran's going to win, I don't think they are, but if a war kicks off, Trump owns it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with you 100%. What I'm saying is I don't agree with the fact that people are blaming him for the situation.
Well, he kind of created the situation with Iran, yeah. I mean, was it a good deal? I don't know what the Iran nuclear deal was, but I mean, from what I can tell, the UN has been going through there and checking for nuclear weapons and hasn't found any for decades.
This is true. Yes, the nuclear issue, that's here nor there. What I'm saying is, as far as us being in the Middle East, as Americans, when I say us,
you mean
being in the military.
East, the U.S.
Yes,
military.
So our military, yes, mm-hmm. Our U.S. military. Us being in the Middle East, it's not, I'm a former Marine, mind you. You have to understand that.
Mm.
Us being there is not necessary in most places any longer.
I don't think it ever was.
I mean, there were certain things that maybe I could see us wanting to pay attention to, but us actually being there doing what we're doing is not necessary by any means.
Would you also agree that it's not only not necessary, but also counterproductive and actually creates much of the terrorism that people are so afraid of?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We're on the same page,
yes,
man.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else?
The American government created Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
Maybe not created, but we armed them.
Yep.
And then we turned around a few years later and we decided, hey, we don't like you anymore, so now we're going to have a war and we're going to send all of our people, our military, mind you, excuse me,
right.
We're going to send our military over and we're just going to stomp you out now. We created you and now we're going to stomp you out.
Then ISIS rose in its place and arguably they're even worse. Right.
Exactly. Exact same idea, but they are worse. Exactly.
Thank you, Joe.
And now,
go ahead. Real fast.
Oh, yeah, okay. And now we have this new, honestly, I can't even remember the name, the terrorist organization that they're talking about that the Iranian general was backing.
Oh, I don't have that name either. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw it. I think I saw it in some article.
I'm sorry. Either way, that's the new thing. It seems like every time something's going on, like, for instance, the impeachment of our president, every time something's going on, there's a new war in the Middle East that we need to focus on now.
Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So there you go, former Marine saying that basically the wars in the Middle East unnecessary and counterproductive, creating terrorism.
It's the soldiers who have to fight these things, and they usually come away from it with one of two opinions. The one opinion is, like this gentleman has, is that, hey, what are we going over there and messing with these folks for? And the other one is like, these people are subhuman and they just won't listen to our better judgment. That's just a really common way people are, right? If you're just like, I'm from over there and I'm here to fix y'all,
mm-hmm.
Right? You're an enemy immediately.
Right.
Like, that is a bad thing to say. In Florida, we have a bumper sticker. If you want to do it like they do back at home, take I-95 north, right? You know, go back home. We don't care. And it's, this is what it's like everywhere in the world. You can't just show up and say, we're going to run it the right way. And by the way, we got big guns. As a matter of fact, we can magically make you die from a robot in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's creating animosity. And for no particular reason. What are you and I, Mr. and Mrs. America, what are we getting out of all of this? And the answer is nothing.
Yeah, well, dead people.
Right.
Military
sons
suicides.
Sons and daughters died.
Lots of suicides.
Yeah. Military suicides.
PTSD.
Quite high.
You're getting that. You're in a lot of PTSD cases.
Yeah, got to take care of that. Got to take care of every veteran who's had limbs blown off, because now we have the ability to save them, you know, as opposed to them just dying in some field hospital someplace.
So the leader, this is according to express.co.uk, of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Imam Sayed, on Friday vowed, quote, severe revenge, unquote, in response to the killing of Soleimani. That's the general that Trump took out. Iranian officials, including the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani, stressed the Islamic Republic will take revenge for the commander and others killed. The airstrike occurred early Friday at Baghdad's international airport and killed the commander as well as other Iraqi commanders. International retaliation scholars have argued this could see further escalation and ultimately an all-out war. And I don't remember if it was Tulsi Gabbard who said basically saying that if you thought that Afghanistan and Iraq were bad as far as, you know, conflict and death and that sort of thing, that a war with Iran may make those look like a cakewalk.
Well, if you thought Afghanistan and Iraq were easy, I need you to consider that it's $6 trillion that currently sits on the books. $6 trillion out of 23
you
trillion?
You mean since 2003 or whatever? That portion of the conflict?
Yeah, basically all that, you know, it was incredibly wasteful, incredibly expensive. All it does, I mean, right now, ladies and gentlemen, buy defense contractor stocks.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think that was investment advice because you're not an investment advisor.
Hunters,
but
anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
I want to say thanks to Libertariat, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. That means Libertariat is contributing $25 a month to the AMP program, which is five times more than what we asked for. So, wow, thanks so much for doing that. We do request $5 a month. You can join the AMP program and help us get on more great radio stations around the United States. In fact, we got a brand new one on board tonight. And, you know, normally I like to make sure that everything has gone smoothly, you know, with our first airing with a new radio station. But since we already had a caller call in tonight from that station, I'm going to presume that means that we're actually on the air. Although they didn't end up getting on the air, they dropped off the line. But I do want to say welcome to the Mighty 690.
They do sound mighty at 690.
KGGF, based out of Coffeyville, Kansas, right there kind of on the border between Kansas and Oklahoma. And it just blasts out into Wichita, apparently, as well. So welcome aboard.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the show for the first time, I'd like to give you a little primer on Free Talk Live. We're not like other radio programs out there. You really can call in and talk on the air. And you can do it on any topic you want. So if you want to talk about something in specifically that we're not talking about, fine. Just
here we are.
Call in and say, hey, change the topic on you guys, and that's fine. You can do that. Also, we are not cookie-cutter Republican talk, all right? We don't do that.
Or cookie-cutter lefty talk.
Yeah, I don't even. Is there that much of that? There's some of it, right?
There's like maybe five progressive stations
right
left.
We're libertarians, and we ascribe to the non-aggression principle, which is, that means that you do not initiate force against other people. And that includes nation states, that includes all that stuff. And from that little maxim, we draw all of our conclusions. So, yeah, I'm happy to talk to you.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450-3733. And, again, the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. That's our chat server that you can join, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there around the clock. So as we continue, you'll kind of, you know, get a feel for the show. We are live 7 nights a week, even if you don't hear all 7 nights on your local radio station. But maybe someday you will, if you just ask nicely. They might put us on more often. But glad to have you whenever you're tuned in. We appreciate you. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to David in New Mexico, listening to KENN, another great station that has actually expanded our show recently there in New Mexico. In fact, KENN now carrying us on both Saturday and Sunday in our live hours, which is fantastic. They're based in the Farmington, New Mexico area. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Farmington, Four Corners, New Mexico, along, and there's also, don't forget, I believe on Saturday nights here on their KENN's KIN, K-I-N-N, out of Alamogordo. So up in Farmington, you're in the heart of Navajo Nation up there.
Mm-hmm.
And in Alamogordo, you're getting the Mescalero and Chiricahua Apaches. And,
good to know.
Yep.
They can call in anytime. The number is 855-450-3733.
Do it. When you're not calling in the Singing Wire on KUNM engines, call into this program, please.
But we don't take smoke signals, I'm afraid. We can't. We're too far away.
Don't be insulting the Indians. They don't like that.
Leave the jokes to somebody else, pal.
That's right. You can make jokes about engines as long as you know what you're talking about, and when after you make the joke, you say, hey.
No, that's fine.
The Indians will recognize that signal there.
What are you calling about tonight?
I'm calling about what I'm talking about, and now that we got the attention of the people that actually listen to your radio program here in the entire state of New Mexico.
That's right. They were just waiting for you to get on the air. They didn't have any attention paid until you showed up.
Be nice.
Well,
go ahead, David.
You would be surprised, Ian and Mark, now that we've got the attention of everybody who's hearing you in the state of New Mexico, which is supposedly what you want, is people in the entire state listening to you. So this involves a new lawsuit that doesn't involve me in the state of New Mexico, and it's highly interesting. And okay. It's also interesting that it's identical to what I've been complaining about that everybody's sick of hearing. This one might interest people everywhere, especially in the state of New Mexico, because it involves a basketball player, a J.J. Caldwell, and another basketball player.
Is that high school?
Bragg. No, University of New Mexico Lobo basketball team.
Oh, the guy's named J.J. Caldwell. Okay.
Yeah, which some years they're very good. Anyway, the University of New Mexico recently kicked him out of his home and kicked him off of the basketball team and banned him from campus based on the fact that the police had written him up for an alleged disagreement he had with his girlfriend.
Mm.
So the police
have written him up. A domestic dispute? You said they kicked him out of his home. Was he living on campus?
Yeah, he was living in what they call Lobo Village, which is on-campus apartments, I believe, mm-hmm. for students. And why this is significant is that he had simply been somebody made a complaint, you know, like his girlfriend, and the cops wrote it up.
Yeah.
But the district attorney had not at that point, and I charged him, and the legal proceedings had gone no further.
Okay, hold on. Before you go on, David, in New Mexico, and I don't know if it's statewide or certain cities, is it one of those places where when the police get called to a domestic disturbance that they have to put someone in handcuffs and take them away?
I don't think that's a formal thing. That might be a practical thing that the cops tried to do in order to avoid any liability should they not arrest somebody.
Did that happen in this case? Was he arrested at all on the scene, or did they just show up and take a report and then leave?
That I don't know, and that's not the important part of the point I'm trying to make.
All right.
The point I'm making is that this guy, he had a home, and he was kicked out of his home, and he had a job. and he was kicked out of his job. And he had an education. He was getting an education, and he got kicked out of the education. And he was, like the rest of us, traveling freely across public property prior to this, and now he's banned from a square mile or more of property called the University of New Mexico. And this was all done without due process, and now there's a federal lawsuit over it. And first of all, it's notable that the dean of students that kicked him out of his home, out of his job, out of his education, and off of her property, the dean of students, whose name is Nasha Torres, nepotistically happens to be married to Raul Torres, the DA in Bernalillo County. And Raul Torres and Nasha Torres and nobody in New Mexico seemed to have any problem with that until the dude got an attorney and sued their asses in federal court. And
good
then
for him.
They immediately decided, because we're married, the DA Raul Torres and the dean of students Nasha Torres, since we're married and we're going after this guy, and we're taking things from him. We took like four different things from him and the dude hasn't even been in a courtroom yet. But he lost his home, his job, his education.
Now, what was his job? I missed that part. Obviously, they kicked him out of school. They kicked him physically out.
He's a basketball player. And so
you don't get paid for that.
The law has been changed in California, at least, and they're looking at doing it in New Mexico so that basketball players in college can actually get cash because it's their job. It's their full-time job. They don't have enough time, energy to actually work.
Yeah, I don't know what the specifics on it are, but I know that the NCAA is looking at rule changes in that area. I don't know what's best, but it seems to me like, money in hand is a great way for universities to negotiate who's going to be on their team.
Don't they pay to go to the university?
They get scholarships if they're basketball players.
Let's not get lost in that. The point is that this guy had his life taken from him before receiving any due process.
Has he been charged at all with anything?
The DA, at the point where he was evicted from the university and kicked off the team and all that stuff, he had not been formally charged by the DA.
Has he now?
Been written up. Probably, but that was after they took all these things from him. They took all these things before, not only before a conviction, they took it before he was even charged.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
David, will you do us a favor and keep us up to date on this case as it develops? I definitely appreciate the heads up on it. Sounds like an absolute outrage. Now, I would guess the argument from the college would be that
their
when
college,
you
they can do
the,
what they want, right?
When you, well, it's probably a state college, so I don't know if they can do what they want, but that would, the argument from them would likely be, well, when you join the college, you agreed that we have our own separate system of so-called justice,
right,
where you get your little college lawyer and whatever else.
If that,
and we do what we want, and you follow our rules. So we'll see. I'm interested to hear how it pans out. David, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.